A campaign 2012 update now. Mitt Romney sweeping five more state primaries with big victories last night in New York, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Delaware, and Pennsylvania. Romney's already turning his attention to President Obama.
This president's putting us on a path where our lives will be ruled by bureaucrats and boards, commissions and czars. He's asking us to accept that Washington knows best and can provide all.
Mike Allen, now the chief Washington correspondent for Politico, joins us this morning. It was a very strong night for Romney. At this point, what can we say last night meant to his campaign?
What last night meant was that he could permanently put Rick Santorum, Newt Gingrich, Ron Paul in his rearview mirror. He came before the American people with a speech that was saying, I want to be your president. And he made it clear that he wants to be a little bit of a Reagan-esque president. We heard in his speech last night the echoes of the famous question, are you better off? Only he made it more specific to the times here. He talked about how Barack Obama dazzled us with sweeping promises of hope and change. But he says now, is it easier to sell your home? Is it easier to make ends meet? Do you have a better chance to get a better job? So this is his effort to connect with people. And he even gave a preview of coming attractions, saying that as he introduced himself to the country, he says he's going to start off talking about his wonderful wife, Anne. And he joked about how we'll be hearing plenty about the kids and the grandkids. And he took a little swipe at the people who go after him for being rich, saying, you may have heard I was successful in business. That rumor is true.
Is there still any doubt whether conservatives will coalesce behind his effort?
The Romney people feel that they have actually come together quicker than they thought, that they thought that this might take a little longer. It was helped by those attacks on Romney, on Ann Romney, and that's what helped put them into a tie in some of these national polls. Certainly, Romney's moving up into the sort of margin of error range with Barack Obama, where he'd been running well behind him in head-to-heads. And a big part of the reason that he had been down was the gender gap. A lot more women were for Obama, but what the Romney folks tell us is that the attacks on Romney helped them with Republican women, that if you dig into the polls, half of the gender gap was Republican women. They've all come back. He's also doing great with raising money. He's been out in California. Florida has six events later this week in New York, and he'd been slow to tap into all the money gusher in Texas because of Rick Perry. Now he's going right after it, going after the big money in Dallas and Houston, two of the best places for Republicans to raise money,
right,
on his way to raising $800 million for himself and the Republican National Committee.
Mike, very quickly here, we're just about out of time. Ron Paul is going to stay through all the way, and most people expect that he will. But Newt Gingrich, there are all sorts of speculative stories out there this morning and a timetable for him getting out. What do you hear?
Yeah, is it a day? Is it a week? I wouldn't waste the brain cells on it. Newt Gingrich is going to be out there promoting Newt. He wants to be a conservative leader. He wants to, so he doesn't want to look like a dead ender, doesn't want to look ridiculous, but he's continuing to take shots at Mitt Romney. So he's not going to be a big help to Mitt Romney. Newt is going to be Newt, whether he's officially a candidate or is in this sort of limbo where he's not doing any real campaigning.
Mike, thanks. Good to talk to you as always.
Have a great day.
Mike Allen, chief Washington correspondent for Politico.